Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in Boca Ciega Bay at the Turquoise Desk, and I am joined by my two compatriots, Heather and Mark. Mark, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, calling in from New York City.
Mm-hmm. And Heather?
Is Heather here?
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, where it is finally starting to be spring. Our snow has melted.
Yay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. I'm here at 78 degrees and clear. You can see the moon. You can see the moon.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mark, what's your weather?
Well, we're hovering just below 60.
Oh,
so
not
it's
bad.
Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite t-shirt weather.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So we have a lot going on this week.
A busy week.
We have the eclipse, new moon eclipse with
mm-hmm.
Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
We have mm-hmm. Mercury entering his shadow tomorrow for upcoming
yep.
retrograde and going into Gemini just in time for the new moon eclipse. We have Pluto stationing to go retrograde until October.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Venus
meeting Jupiter and Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
And
gorgeous
then,
in the morning, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So have you gotten up at sunrise to watch it?
Yeah, sunrise comes a little late here because of the,
uh-huh.
we're right next to the mountains. They're due east of us. So
okay.
it's pretty light by the time the sun clears the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we can see it. So we're usually up 6-ish on a weekday, 6:30,
mm-hmm.
and can, you know, we're out there looking at things.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm going to an astrology conference in Tucson on this week. Well, they're getting us up at 4 o'clock to go watch this thing in the middle of the night. I went, 4 o'clock? And Maurice is like, Ann, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, man, 4 o'clock? And then one of the other guys goes, is there breakfast afterwards? I'm like, I'm not worried about breakfast. I'm worried about 4 o'clock in the morning. I have to stay up all
night. I'm worried about sleep. Yeah.
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 But yeah, it's definitely.
Do they have an afternoon siesta break for everybody to sleep in, take a nap after that?
No, no. It's just go, you know, go, go, go.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm. That's not fair. Yeah. So,
I know a couple people that are going to be joining you there and on the track, at least one of them.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they'll have a
mm-hmm.
good time.
Yeah, it's a fun conference. It's a beautiful hotel. It's a lot of fun. It's a very cute place. Got a nice pool. Food's a little expensive, but, you know, there's a Whole Foods right nearby. So and we all have refrigerators
Wonderful.
In our rooms. So we can store our, you know, go shopping and buy our food and store it. So
mm-hmm.
so it's good. So, yeah, the kittens didn't leave because I screwed up. The vet website said 9 o'clock and the woman had mailed me bring them at 7 and I thought, well, she must have made a typo and I got there at 9 and of course I checked the thing at midnight on Thursday, so I didn't have a way to call and say no, this is, but the website said 9. I thought, I'm not going to sit in the parking lot
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours, and I got there and they were like, we take the kittens, we start surgeries at 8, so I guess the 7 o'clock was correct. I said, well, you don't have it on your website. So I drove them there and I drove them back. So they're going in
Aww.
Tomorrow. I'm dropping them off tomorrow because I leave on Wednesday for Tucson. So.
Well, it's going to be an empty house without them there, I can
it
imagine.
It will be. Yeah, they'll
five,
be off.
And they are teenagers now. Those are full-on teenage-looking size cats.
13 weeks old, and they are frisky, man. There's nothing they can't mm-hmm. climb. This morning I got up and I opened my underwear.
On or attack, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I opened my underwear drawer, and Lou was in the drawer. And I'm like, how did you get in my underwear drawer? Like, you know. And I think he must have gone up the back of the dresser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hide under the dresser. He went up the back of the dresser and into the underwear drawer, and I'm like, I guess he just, like, looked at me like, hi. And I'm like, what are you doing in my underwear drawer?
That
and
is so Alex, funny.
He was happy. So, all good. But still,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to miss them. They've been a lot of fun. So I'm not gonna actually miss them because I'm going to be off doing Tucson. So when I come back, they'll be they'll have been probably adopted already by then.
Mm, yeah. Wonderful.
It was a great fun. I had a wonderful time with kittens. This was a real
and you
nice.
You still have
Sunday.
Several cats really... home?
Pardon?
You still have several cats at home?
No, I just have Remo. He did not take the kittens. He does not like them. He wants them to go away. And so, you know, I was kind of thinking once Betty White left, he might like one of them. And he's like, no, you know, he's grandpa. You know, they get with me. They stay out of paw's reach of him. You know, because he sits there and he looks at him and he goes, and he bats them, right? So they walk just far enough away from him that they don't bat. He doesn't get them. You know, so they've worked it out, but he's not like, yeah, I think this one's cute and I want to hang out with it. He's like, no, I don't like any of them. Go away.
None of them.
That's so funny.
Not one of them. Well, he's 13. You know, he just turned 13 on April 12th, so he's not a, he's, you know, he's a
curmudgeon. And my elder dog is not that interested. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that as we're talking about this right now, the mood is sort of in that sentimental place. You know,
yes.
The moon is in Pisces, conjunct Mars and Venus and Neptune and Jupiter, all in Pisces at the moment. And that you will see if you get up early in the morning and see all of that before dawn, all lined up in a row. But it's beautiful, and Saturn is above that.
Yeah.
Which you probably can't see unless you get up really early. But
yeah,
that, you know, that process... I think all those Pisces brings us into our hearts, and I've been spending more time with my animals than usual and just being, you know, feeling present to them. And, you know, it is feeling easily overwhelmed by world events that so many of us are because the world events are so heinous, but that Pisces lineup. I think we'll have more energy. I mean, there's the sweetness of that Venus-Jupiter-Neptune conjunction and desire to go back to our ideals. And it is lovely to see that a couple of really right-wing Trumpites around the world have been voted out of office this week or not allowed to get in office, which is good. But the sense of wanting to come back to an ideal and wanting to believe in it and believe that it's possible and feeling so overwhelmed. That's the word I'm hearing from most of my clients. It's just, I feel so overwhelmed. I'm tired of fighting with the world. I just want to be. Now, Venus goes into Aries at the end of the week, and you know, everybody's going to get their oomph back again. But right now, it's in that softness, the getting ready for the new moon in Taurus, the most fertile time of the year to plant ideas, seeds, babies, projects, anything you want to grow.
Yeah.
It's not a good time to plant an argument because that will grow too. So be careful what you plant. But it is, you know, kind of just feeling our emotions. Thank goodness for animals this week.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
This eclipse comes with all positive energy. It's really a good one. So plant something on this eclipse.
No, right after the eclipse. Just after the eclipse.
6,000 trines all over the place.
And
the eclipse is visible only in the very southern hemisphere. So, you know, you won't see it unless you're sailing the South Pacific or are off the coast of Chile. But so feeling that is... It won't hit us here as intensely, but it'll still be pretty strong at 10 Taurus. What are you thinking about this, Anne? You're the eclipse queen.
Well, I'm like with Mark on this. I'm liking it. It's got a minor grand trine with Mercury. You know, Mercury is one of the people that goes. He's friendly with everybody, and he's trining Pluto. The thing is, he's in trickster mode, right? So he's, you know, he's in Gemini for the eclipse, but he's in Taurus. He enters his shadow tomorrow. And so when Mercury's in his retrograde shadow, we're like, oh, what are we learning? And he's, of course, answering to the Venus and Pisces with Jupiter and Neptune. So it should be good stuff. And Pluto and Mercury trine each other, and they form a minor grand sextile to those Piscean planets. So I'm kind of positive about that. It kind of feels like there's a nice growth opportunity. And then, of course, the sun and the moon in least cast in the chart for Washington are in the eighth house, which is, to your point, a fertility chart. It's a Scorpio. Mm-hmm. It's where we plant the egg and, you know, we get naked and have sex to make the baby, right? So there's an energy of, ooh, let's do it. But it's Uranus there, too. So it's a creative baby. It's a creative energy. And it's very, it's a very fertile chart, to your point earlier, but also to Mark's point about it, it really wants to grow things, all earth and water. So there's a lot of energy around, you know, how do we get there? How do we adopt this? And, of course, Mars is in Pisces, so he's soft, too. So we'll see what happens. The part I have that's a little concerning about it is the Pluto station, because it stations the 29th, and it's stationing and going retrograde till the till October, but it is the degree, the day it entered its shadow was January 6, 2022. And an iconic image for me was they were having the memorial stuff around the Capitol collapse, Capitol attack, and the only people in the Republican section were Liz Cheney and her dad. And the whole that whole side of the Congress was empty. And I thought, oh, that's interesting that the Pluto references that time, that January 6th time. And then we just had the McCarthy tapes come out, you know, what he said versus what he didn't say, you know. So I'm finding it really interesting about the power dynamics that we're working with Mercury trining Pluto, what people will do for power, why they're doing it for power. And, of course, when Macron, I watched the French debates, when Macron was, they had one debate, and he's like, so you got these millions of dollars from Putin, you know, from the Russian bank, you haven't paid it back yet. And she's like, we're allowed to take money from Russians. And it's like, okay, cool. You know, it was very interesting because it just like, you really, with Pluto, you really under, and of course, Pisces, you know, the, what's the origin story of it? Where does a current start? Where does a wave begin? Right. But there's a lot of pinning down of the information with this energy too. So we're going to find out, I think, some really interesting stuff this next couple of weeks. Yeah. So, and dig back in.
I agree. It's going to be interesting.
And with Mercury and Gemini.
What were you saying, Mark?
All that information will move really fast with Mercury fresh in Gemini, even though he's going to go backwards at some point. Before the retrograde, there would be a lot of spewing of information.
Right. Right. Totally. And then the Mercury's in Gemini until July 6th. And then right after that, on July 12th, we have the next Pluto, part two of the Pluto for the U.S. I hear a Heather dog.
Yes, that was Ren opened the door and startled Spark. And Spark has a spartal reflex where he sounds terribly gruff. But he's a moon in Libra, so he's got Capricorn rising with Pluto on his ascendant right now, sounding terribly gruff. Inside, he wags his tail, and his moon is in Libra. So, but yes, that Gemini is going to be, and I'm hoping that once people continued the conversation, because we also have Sun conjuncting Uranus in the midst of that, that there will be, some, as Venus goes into Aries, and I have, there's a couple of relationships I've been watching amongst my clients that I have a feeling are about to erupt. There's, it feels like the right before the dark of the moon, while Pluto's stationing, and with these planets coming up, I'm seeing several elders, which I don't think are going to make the week. And no, they've surprised me before, but I really think that as Pluto stations in the dark of the moon, it's going to be they're going to leave, and I'm seeing this, you know, the as Venus heads into Aries after this kind of tender idealist soft spot of that lineup in Pisces, when the Sun conjuncts Uranus, Mercury heads into Gemini, it's going to be like, you're done. I'm, you know, if let's either talk this out and get this over with, or goodbye. So just I'm asking people not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, throw the habit out, not the baby. Right.
Well, and the whole thing with eclipses is they give you this sense of urgency that you have to do something about it right now. And in fact, it's not like it's brand new. It's been going on for a while. for many people. But now you just feel this sense you have to do it. And it's kind of like, that's an eclipse. And we honor that, but it's also helpful to go, yeah, I know I'm feeling this sense of urgency, but I think maybe I'm going to pass on it. Or I think maybe I'm going to wait a little and see what it is, you know, so. Yeah, it's an interesting time.
It is.
And sensitive, you know, very sensitive. People are really feeling deeply emotional. And, whenever planets are, what eclipses are is sun and moon. Sun is near the node within 15 minutes. This is a partial. Mm-hmm. So this is, we see things on this one, and then we do the emotional processing over the next 2 weeks. Right now we're in the full to new. So to your point about people leaving, I have a few people that are really sick. And hopefully they're not leaving, but it is kind of, and it is Uranus. So it's kind of sudden, unexpected also, where people are like, I didn't know they were sick. And it's like, So, but it's also a good time to reach out to people you haven't talked to in a while. Because there's a story going on there. So, you know, my sister called with one of her friends had a stroke, and I'm like, wow, really? You know, like, she's my age, you know, like, okay. It's an awareness of the ends of things, right? There's mm-hmm. to your and Mark's point, there's a melancholy awareness of the ends of things. Yeah. So with that in mind, what do we do with it? You know, so, and what we do is we be gentle.
And we keep our hearts open because, you know, there's all that lineup of planets in Pisces was very much in the heart. But
It wants that kindness. Yeah.
I've been watching Barack Obama has started a series on Netflix about national parks all over the world. And the footage of animals, speaking of animals, is spectacular. And you can just go, you know, sit with the sloths and watch this. And it's really glorious photography. And if the world feels too much with you this week under that, it's a great way to line up with that Pisces lineup.
And what channel is that?
Netflix.
Okay.
National parks.
Around
the world.
Netflix. I can look at that, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked his speech the other day where he was talking about sewage, raw sewage, and spreading it. You don't need to spread a lot, but it makes everybody go, ooh. Like, that is a really good analogy. And, of course, the North Node is in Taurus, but the South Node is in sewage. And and Venus trying to make South Node in sewage. So it's also a great time to clear out your sewage. I have three clients that are rotor-rootering their pipes or whatever, you know.
Oh, quite literally. Interesting.
Quite literally. I'm like, oh, yeah, you want to rotor-rooter that. You don't want that backing up on the eclipse with the Uranus Sun Doris. There'll be a breakthrough, not necessarily a good one. So, yeah. But it's definitely an interesting energy. And I encourage people to pace themselves. Like, don't feel that you have to do like 40 million things in a day because you might not. Mars in Pisces, when he runs out of energy, he's just like, okay, I'm done now. I'm out of gas. I'm finished. I have to rest now. And you don't need a long rest, but lay down for 20 minutes. Yeah.
I agree. I think right now this Pisces lineup is no one's got a lot of energy to do anything. Except Putin seems to have plenty of energy to do all kinds of horrible things. But it's everybody else, and, you know, it's pretty upsetting what's going on with that world. We're feeling the victimization, how hard it can be, and I think it's something you get uniquely aware of with that lineup in Pisces. It's easier to empathize rather than just go like, oh my, look at that, what's awful things happening on the other side of the world. You can really feel it when somebody tells the story with this Pisces lineup.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, Neptune, of course, rules film, rules images, right? And I really feel this has been a very image-based war, Not that others haven't been, but the Crimean War, which happened in 1856, the last time Jupiter and Neptune met up in Pisces 166 years ago, was when Russia really lost their shirt. And it caused a lot of economic reforms because they lost the Crimean War. It also was the first filmed war that was really avidly filmed. And then, of course, the Civil War was the first filmed war in the States. But it was documented, you know. And so it's interesting to watch the documentation of this, because when they show you the bombed out buildings, you know, I'm just, maybe to your point, better might be the Pisces. I'm just really more aware of, wow, that was people's homes. That was people's homes. And, you know, a lot of times we have these wars, you know, with Syria, whatever. But, you know, you're not in there with the pictures because they're killing the reporters. We're seeing it because they're in there showing us. It's an interesting juxtaposition. So it and, you know, when we document things, it gives us a different perspective on it, too. So I'm just finding it, all the images being very, you know, you watch stuff happen and you're like, wow, you know. Whereas,
well,
you know,
with all the Pisces energy, we have the patience to watch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're almost
too
intelligent.
Shall we take a call?
Sure. You pick.
Let's see. Who, and again, if we've spoken to you recently, we might pass on to the next one, because I can never remember which number that is. if you want to call in, remember to raise your hand by hitting one on the way in. But let's try the 503? No, let's try 913. Hello, 913, 484. You're on the air. This is Heather. Hello.
Hello. Hi,
Hello.
Everybody. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how can
Andy.
We help you?
Hi, Andy. How are
Hi.
You?
Oh, good, good. Boy, did you guys hit it spot on with the fatigue. Oh, my gosh, boy. Just like the wanting to sleep forever. Quick question regarding the eclipse.
Okay, and your birth information?
March 24, 1965.
Time?
12:05 p.m.
And where?
Urbana, Illinois.
Urbana?
Yes.
Champaign, Urbana. And how can we help you? And you ask about the eclipse?
Yes. Just curious in terms of, I wasn't sure if that was in the 10th or 11th house for me.
Looks like it's in the 10th. Let me come back.
Interesting career-wise, you know, I'm in the midst of a transition and ending a marriage, getting a finalization of a divorce, and then also new career things. So I'm just curious, what kind of energy around career?
You certainly are. Your progressed moon is at 29 degrees in Capricorn in your house of partnership, and it has just in this last month conjunct your progressed moon and Pluto conjunct in your house of partnership. So that's a good sign for finishing or completing a divorce. And Uranus is in an exact trine to your Pluto in the third house, so you're coming out of a couple of years with Pluto hitting Uranus, Mars, and Pluto in your third, and that heaviness to that. The trine, the eclipse new moon in your 10th house is forming a trine to Uranus in between the cusp between your second and third house. So it does look like you're heading in for a change, but it looks like a good change. That's what I'm seeing. What about you, Anne?
Well, I would agree. I mean, I think that's totally true. And then the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. Yeah, it's a sextile to Saturn. The Jupiter-Neptune conjunction is on your Chiron in your Ceres. So it's like a new creative energy. Your midheaven just shifted into Gemini. So there's like a restlessness your mind is feeling very restless. Like, I need to go do something new. I need to, a shift. And the eclipse was, as the eclipse fires, it's also going to be talking to your Juno, in your solar arc Juno in the eighth. So that would be a good indicator for settlement, you know, process. And then the nodes, of course, the eclipse that we have right behind that is at 23 Scorpio Taurus, right on your Jupiter. So that is often a new career energy coming in around where you want to go, because, I mean, Jupiter rules your sixth house of work and your fifth house of creative. So it looks like a nice energy for a creative career. And if we look back to November 15th and what was going on then, there was a story then like, oh, I think I want to go do this. And so now that should be happening. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it's all working together to use the energy that you used to put into the marriage instead in career changes. So you're really ready to take a jump.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds really good. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, the mind is definitely busy, but boy, the body wants to nap.
Well, you
know,
you have
and
a very delicious Venus in Pisces, so you like your pleasures, you know.
Oh my, you, yes.
Yeah, we like your pleasures. And normally your Aries sun goes go go go, but your Venus is going, oh, lay lay lay, give me grapes, give me chocolate, give me fine, give me a nap. I'm tired, right?
Oh, right, right, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's changing your energy source. I mean, I think you'll find it, you know, as soon as Venus gets into Aries, that it will then approach your sun. Right now, it's a Venus return. And you know, there's so many things that are shifting and changing. I think you need a lot of sleeping time to have your psyche adjust to all the changes that are going on in your life.
Yeah,
I think you'll get plenty of new energy when Venus goes into Aries in a week. So rest well, notice your dreams, give yourself a lot of time to wander, and know that behind it's like the psyche has soaked up the windows for urban renovation behind that. You're in transformation.
Nice. Thank you all
so
much.
And
okay.
You've lightened your load so that you could jump higher and go longer. But sometimes when we lighten the load, it takes a while to adjust, and that's the sleepy part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again. Have a great night.
You're welcome.
You
Thanks
too.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for everybody, enjoying that quiet time, letting yourselves have some extra dreams while this Venus conjuncts Neptune, then Jupiter in Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very nice, it's kind of a nice mellow. And today, right now, as we're doing the show, we have the Moon and Mars meeting up. So I know in my case, I finished some stuff today, and then I was like, I had a little bit of time before the next appointment, and I thought, I'm just going to go lay down and take a little nap, you know. And it was really nice. You know, I hopped in bed, and then three of the four cats came. And Remo came, so we were all kind of hanging out, petting and purring, and I didn't sleep, but I rested. So it doesn't have to be a sleep, but it does have to be a, I always call this hammock time, where you want to lay down, and you know, like you're imagining you're in a hammock and you're just looking at the clouds, because it allows the universe to kind of support and guide you, you know. That would be my suggestion for the week. And Mark, what's your thoughts?
I like that, and it is kind of a time to let things come in, but remember that we do have this eclipse coming, and it would like to grow things, so look around you and see what you want most to grow, and give it some energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely, and to not be hard on yourself if you need extra sleep and extra rest right now.
Yeah.
Just remember that we're going to be gearing up in a week. This is a time to clear the grounds, clear the edges, and prepare and soften the being for the new work ahead.
Totally. And love your kittens.
Okay. And love your kittens.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Have a good week. This
okay.
is Heather signing off from Montana.
And Mark Waltz signing off from New York.
And Ann Ortley signing off from Boca Ciega Bay in Florida. Have a good week, everybody. See you next
Take
week.
Care.
Bye.
Okay. Bye now.